There's no glaringly obvious way to find your voice in writing, a component people struggle with achieving, an enormous roadblock that ultimately torpedoes creative ambition. Maybe the best way to find your voice is through pain, attempting to have catharsis through expelling anguish in words, having your most honest self represented, most clear, focused, an utter distillation of your psyche. Even then, there is a contrivance in the act of putting words on a paper, trying to transfer your thoughts or the way you speak in a way that could be captured for others to digest, a version of you that is a prodigious linguist, a verbal fire hose of extemporaneous stream of consciousness. But when it comes time to recreate that through writing, it seems forced. It's no longer spontaneous. You're writing something down to be reread and combed over, parsed, altered. The excitement of in the moment flourishes and achievement through speech is gone. Now you're writing down words where you are inviting scrutiny for others to question your choices. What is a tour de force verbalist now turned into a stilted writer to be compared to Faulkner, Plath, Proust? Why even bother? Prose regarding unrequited love is well-worn territory, but why do I feel like I need to write something down, as if it would be therapeutic, that this isn't for anyone else to digest but for me to find some modicum of peace? I feel as if I'm a rational individual, undoubtedly idiosyncratic, neurotic, anxiety-ridden, but I'm not generally depressive. However, I'm sad now, for no good reason, at least compared to other moments in my life when the sadness was more warranted. It's because of a girl. Typical bullshit. I'm not special in the fact that I'm bowled over by a female for no good reason. My anxiety, obsessiveness, is what exacerbates the issue. Not obsessive in any manner that's dangerous to anyone except myself. It's caustic in its nature, like bile that is eating away at my intestinal tract. Thoughts failing to escape my mind, instead rattling around constantly, perpetually. It's as if I inherently revel in torturing myself, like I have the capability of extricating, compartmentalizing, eradicating, but I choose not to, because being forlorn, having lament, makes me feel something, even if it's awful. Maybe I need to fabricate a challenge to overcome. Spending long periods of my life when the prevailing trend was apathy proves another pathway exists. Would I rather not know this girl and not feel anything, or be isolated, insular, and dwelling on more trivial matters? Ways in which I can turn my life around, find ambition, but that all seems like light fare relative to the dynamics of a human relationship with all its complexities, the ebbs and flows, hits of dopamine followed by the absence of it, an emptiness that exists in its vacuum. The excitement when there's a bright light shown upon your exchanges, the playfulness, the flirtation, when it's clear that there's an unmistakable energy, a vibe between the two of you. Then the disappointment of the cold when she's not around, when you reckon with the fact that in all likelihood nothing tangible is going to materialize out of what may prove to be an entirely superficial association. All the wasted time, energy that your mind has devoted to this person, even recognizing from the start the logical, more pragmatic part of your brain projecting out the unrealistic prospects of a substantive connection. As much as I'm aware of how I'd be better off if I started to ignore her, that I should go to great lengths to push her out of my head, frame our interactions within the proper context. It's like I'm not sure I'm capable, or that ultimately that's what I actually want. Because I think my mind prefers pain over listlessness, disinterest, apathy. So I'd expect to continue with my voluntary suffering, willingly torturing myself, until this relationship meets its inevitable destructive end, wholly shattering my psychology into 1,000 pieces. Seeking out the painful closure that there is indisputably no happy ending, that we aren't meant to be together, even if my rational brain is already aware of it. My masochistic tendencies want to draw this out longer, to amplify the heartbreak. So I remain on course, watching this slow-motion car crash occurring within my life, enthusiastically choosing to stay inside the vehicle until I've been impaled.